on CJSF 90.1 FM. And yes, we are in the middle, getting, in the fourth quarter now of this hour of music from Karnataka, India, a state on the west coast, on the Arabic Sea, closer to the south end. So, yes, it's home to 60 million people, and yes, that is a significant area, population-wise, obviously. And yes, we've heard a lot of music from the big city, the capital, Bengaluru, of the entire state. And well, keep our buddy going here in the background. Ganesh Raja Gopilan right here. And his Carnatic violin solo. Yeah, so we heard some eclectic kind of electronic music there. The last artist, Kus Fur, from Bengaluru, also known as Bangalore. The song Cat Claws from a new album, On Talons. And before that we heard Zain Hayat, also from Bangalore. And the song Indiscipline from an album called Sabotage. Both of those last came out in 2020. And before that we heard most of a song, a 9-minute epic stoner metal band called Bevar C, B-E-V-A-R, and the song was The Circle from their new album, The Timeless Zone, came out this year. So yes, the first new album in 5 years, right there, Bevar C. Wow, this song's pretty interesting. Definitely, some effects, doubling up on the violin for sure. And yeah, the main language, by the way, is called Kannada in the state of Karnataka. Cool. So, moving on with something perhaps quite surprising. This is music from Tibetan monks from the state of Karnataka. So, the city of Bailakupa is the second biggest Buddhist community, or sorry, Tibetan community, outside of Dharamsala, which is in the north of India, which is basically the exile of the Dalai Lama and most of Tibetan culture after it was taken by China in, I believe, the 1950s. So, yes, most of the people in charge of, formerly in charge of the nation of Tibet, are now in exile in India, and so this city in the south and part of India, I'm surprised to see that they have such a significant Tibetan Buddhism population. So we're going to hear music by the Tashi Lumpo monks, now based in India, and they've put out a few albums here. Some very classic devotional prayers, chanting. This one has the fantastic Tibetan percussion and giant horns of Tibetan music. So there are horns in the song that are 9 feet long. Of course, nobody can hold that. It's against the floor, and then you stand way back and blow into it. And it's a way of announcing that that priests have important prayers. That's traditionally they would sound it throughout the city all day. And yes, this is an album of theirs, the Tashi Lumpo monks, called Time of the Skeleton Lords. So it's sacred Tibetan prayers and music marking the great cycle of life, death and rebirth, the journey through the bardo. And we're going to hear a song called Durdak, the Lords of the Cemetery. This is, I would say, music that inspired all rock and metal that came after it. Completely different, of course, but just something about it that feels like so heavy and powerful in the way that the new hard rock and stuff it sounds. So Durdak right here by the Tashi Lumpo monks. Enjoy, from Bukalap, India, Karnataka state. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you got that big deep note at the end. That was the Tashi Lumpo monks from Bilakupa, India, which is the second largest Tibetan settlement in the world outside of Tibet. The bigger one being Dharamsala in the north of India, right near the Tibetan border in the Himalayas. So, yes, that song, Durdak, from their album Time of the Skeleton Lords, an ode to life and death, the bardo in Tibetan mysticism. So, it occurred to me there, listening to it, like I said, that kind of music seems like it's inspired metal and hard music, like metal, stoner rock and whatnot. Maybe these guys were actually inspired by metal bands. Like, that's how interconnected the world is now. Like, that seems also possible, right? These guys are listening to some Sabbath. Yeah, right on, guys. Amazing that India is letting Tibetans live their lives there and still practice their traditional cultures. That's a beautiful thing. So we have one last piece of music. I'm going to quit my yapping and play another final artist from Bengaluru, India, and our trip here through Karnataka State. Hope you've enjoyed this. As usual, just a little slice, a little taste of what the region has to offer. But yeah, try to be as eclectic as possible. And so here is Mir Kashif Iqbal from 2021, his very first solo album called Peak Wave Descent, a guitarist, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist. This is Agaz by Mir Kashif Iqbal. Wandering Rhythms, you can find us online at cjsf.ca. This program specifically on wanderingrhythms.com. And I have been Nick Legacy. Much love to all humans, creatures, worldwide. Until the next week, goodbye. Thank you.
Curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
This is Bird Note. As the February moon rises over a Louisiana marsh, a peculiar sound breaks the nocturnal silence. It's the call of a black rail, a bird whose voice seems pulled straight from a cartoon soundtrack. Black rails are one of a half dozen North American rails, a group of marsh-inhabiting birds more often heard than seen. Just 6 inches tall, the black rail is a puffball, the shape of a barnyard chick. For birdwatchers, seeing a black rail is akin to seizing the Holy Grail. Black rails are not only tiny and dark, but they are secretive and most active at night. Many black rails nest in marshes along the Atlantic seaboard and in the Midwest, but in winter, they concentrate in the coastal marshes of East Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, areas that face many threats. U.S. populations of black rails have declined greatly. In recent decades, the enactment of laws protecting wetlands has improved the bird's prospects. Those who support conservation of wetlands help assure that this shy bird's comical voice will be heard for many years to come. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.